Hello everyone, hope you're all fine. I'm your host Shakti and welcome to iOS Talkshow. As the name suggests, I'll be talking about some core concepts about iOS development. I'll be also sharing certain tips and tricks about iOS things. I've also planned to share with you guys some frequently interviewed questions and answers. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about design pattern. Yes guys, what is this design pattern? Actually, whatever may be, it's not about iOS. You may be a developer in any platform, maybe Node.js, web development, mobile development, whatever it be. Design pattern is the first thing where the developer should know before creating any project. So there is certain criteria that we have to follow before creating any project. So it's all about how or which things you need to follow. Maybe the pattern, maybe the architecture pattern of the project. So in iOS design pattern, there are many kinds of design pattern. So we gather together and make them three category. One is creational, another is structural, and the third one is behavioral. So what is the creational design pattern? Guys, have you heard about singleton pattern? When you talk about creational thing, singleton comes to your mind. Yes, singleton. Some of the developers say, hate this singleton pattern. Okay, what is this singleton pattern? Actually, singleton pattern ensures that only one instance exists for a given class and that there is a global access point to that instance. It usually uses lazy loading to create the single instance when it's needed to the first time. Yes, guys. This is all about the definition about singleton pattern. Normally, what we do, create a class. Maybe your network manager create that thing using the share instance. We are accessing that class in all of our project. So if you want that network manager class in one controller, you don't need to create an instance of that class again and again wherever you need that class. So without creating another instance, you are creating instance means you are creating memory. So chunk amount of memory is reserved. So to reduce this type of problem, singleton pattern come into contest. So it ensures that create one share instance so that throughout, I mean, you have a global access to that class that is called singleton class. You just create a share instance and throughout project, wherever in your controller, maybe wherever you are, maybe there are more 2 to 3 or maybe 20, wherever you need that class, just create share instance through that singleton share instance you want to use that class. So this is all about singleton pattern. So in creational, only one thing is there, that is singleton. I have already discussed about thing. So next, move to our next category, which is called structural. Guys, this is the, I mean, most used pattern in iOS development, because this is all about maybe your code reusability, refactoring of your codes. This is all these things you can do by using structural design pattern. So structural design pattern is divided into three categories. One is decorator, another is facade, and the third one is adapter pattern. So guys, what is this decorator? As the name suggests, it's kind of decorating something. So in Objective-C, nowadays it's very, we all are using Swift, but in Objective-C there is something called category class. So in a string, suppose you want to reverse a string, instead of creating the function in that class, I mean your controller, we need to separate that thing so that your view controller is clean and less, it looks clean. So this is all about creating a category or extension, or you are removing some functionality of certain, maybe a parameter or something. Move out in a separate class. In Objective-C we called it as a category, and in Swift we are doing by extension. Suppose you are take the example of reversing of a string. So in 2 to 3 controller you have to use that functionality. You don't need to write everywhere that thing, a string reverse, whatever maybe you are using. I just gave an instance of reverse string. Some of some of you, you know, in my project there was a requirement that you need to reverse the string and the last two character will be upper letter, upper case. So, and this is the, I mean, requirement in 2 to 3 controller. So, I for the first time I wrote in that particular controller, but this is not the great idea. So what you need to do, you need to separate that thing in a separate class, so that you don't need to write again and again the same. Just wrote it somewhere else, create an extension of the string, and by using that functionality, you can achieve that functionality. So decorator pattern is, you know, dynamically adds behavior and responsibility to an object without modifying its code. It's an alternative to subclassing, where you modify the class behavior by wrapping it with another object. So structural category one part decorator is finished. Next we talk about facade. You know, facade is all about, you don't need to you know, tell controller that we are accessing the data from the network. If the network, we see some, due to some network error, if you fail to get the data, you get the data from the local database or maybe saved from the user default. There's different ways. So with, you know, instead of, you know, creating separate thing, a tail container that connect to the network manager, if that fails then connect to a local manager. Don't I just want to, don't let this thing done, you know, separate everything. Facade design pattern also provides a single interface to a complex subsystem, so your controller don't get the sense where you are getting the data. So make one class is, you know, responsible for doing all this kind of stops. So means your complex system, you are getting the data from the network manager, you are getting the from data from the user default, some network kind of failure, you don't get the data. Make this thing separate, and one guy, he will be responsible for all this thing. Your controller don't know about how that, you know, class get the data. So don't, you know, take the responsibility of controller to do this thing. Create one class, it will handle for you. So means the complex subsystem of a class is responsible by using this facade design pattern. Okay, so this is all about packet, and the last one is adapter pattern. Yes guys, adapter pattern is you know, if you talk about dependency injection, today I will not talk about dependency injection. I'll be talk about in the next episode. So whatever it does normally, an adapter allows classes with incompatible interface to work together. It wraps itself around an object and exposes a standard interface to interact with the object. This is the definition what he says. So in a layman perspective view, I just want to explain in a very you know, easier way. Suppose you have a class called you know, machine, and in the bike is your main class. So machine will the bike system, if you take the example of the bike system, how it work, machine deals with your all bike components. So here adapter is your machine, which adoptee is the components of the bike, and your class bike, you know, let the machine adapter to adoptee bike component so that it will help to make the thing done. So in an easier way, the adapter is the thing which adopts some of few concepts, you know, or responsible few thing that will be, you know, easier for users to interact with the controller. So this is all about adapter pattern. So the third thing is all about behavior pattern. So guys, behavior means we deals with two things. That is one, NS notification, maybe delegate also comes into context, you know, observing something. We are also using RX script actually for observing something. I don't want to discuss this thing in this two, next upcoming video. I'll be surely talking about adapter, I mean RX script. So this observer pattern is kind of two things. One is called your observer pattern, I mean using notification, and another is memento pattern. What is this notification? You are changing something, and if you want the changes to be seen in the rest of the class, one thing comes to our mind, that is called NS notification center. By using this thing, we let other class that, hey, I changed something. Are you going to change that thing in the rest of the thing? So by using this notification center, I mean thing, we are, you know, able to do that, notify all other controller about this thing. And in Memento pattern, it's all about, restoring some user state. Suppose you are watching any, or you are, I mean, oh, watching maybe any shows in your thing, and suddenly, and you up to suppose maybe Game of Thrones is one of my favorite series. And oh, you watch something, and up to that thing, I mean, 50% is watched, and suddenly you just switch up that app and close that thing. So the next time, what when you open this app, what you want that I don't need to go particular that state where I have watched. So by using Memento pattern, what it does, it just restore the state where you have watched. You might have seen any kind of, maybe your Netflix or Amazon Prime, they are storing something. I mean, the state where you have already watched that up to this user have watched. So by in iOS, this thing called Memento pattern. So yes guys, so this is all about the thing, the pattern, and it's not about that in a particular project is only cares about only one pattern. The more pattern you use, the best thing you create, I think. So try to go through this, it will help you more and more. So I hope I make you learn something. So this is all about today's episode. Thank you. Bye bye. Take care. Wish you a happy new year 2019. Bye bye guys.